IRRB Commissioner Tony Sertich. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, of course, obviously Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board, you're dealing with mining, and there's a big report that came out from the Labovitz School of Business and Economics at the University of Minnesota in Duluth, talking about the importance of processing and shipping taconite. 11,500 jobs in the state. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. UMD updated a study they did on the impact of mining in Minnesota and in and the economy in northwestern Wisconsin, and did show those 11,000 jobs, over $3 billion to our state's economy. The gross regional product of northeast Minnesota, mining covers a third of it, and there's 2-to-1 almost spin-off jobs. And if these projects, newer projects, move forward, I'm not even just talking about the non-ferrous mining, the existing taconite mines are looking to expand many of them. We could see that doubling, the number of jobs going to 27,000, and the impact going to over $7.7 billion per year.
Now, that is not without some concern on the part of a number of other people. Wondering a couple of things I wanted to ask you about. We've talked about this before, but China. Big competition, and is there anything on the horizon that would show that that's going to lessen at all?
Well, and that's really why, especially our taconite mines are humming along well is the growth in China, and so really, if you're looking for a barometer on how the steel industry is doing, you really have to be looking at China. Mm-hmm. China's growing at an incredible rate as compared to the United States, Europe, or anywhere else. And if they just slow down their growth, not just they grow a little less fast, that impacts our economy. So when folks are kind of tracking the state of the steel industry, they look to the Far East. When we used to look to the East, you know, Cleveland and Pittsburgh was really our benchmark and how the auto industry was doing in Detroit. But now we're looking at China and seeing how fast they're growing. I attended a steel conference last year that said that the country of China is building a city the size of Chicago every year for the next 20 years. Just let me say that one more time because it blew my mind when I heard it. The city, the country of China is building a city the size of Chicago every year for the next 20 years. And of course, all the infrastructure that's involved with that is built from steel. Mm-hmm. And so that's where our demand comes from.
Now, I wanted to ask you, too, there was a report that came out, I think, about a week ago from Wall Street through Goldman Sachs. They're predicting, not right away, but within the next 2 years, a glut of steel on the market. Do you see that? And why would they say that there's going to be a glut?
Well, there's always importations and steel dumping that happens in certain economic conditions. And the state of the steel industry, like any natural resource-based economy, has both its boom and its bust. And so looking out 2 years, they generally see that the industry may slow down. Now, the good news, I guess, for Minnesota in mining is I don't think we're going to see the heavy big peaks and the heavy valleys that we've seen more recently. It looks like the price of steel has come in at a fairly high level compared to historic averages. We've seen $20, but now it's hovering more around the $100 mark, and it's down, you know, I think in the $90 mark right now. And so I don't think we'll see the big lows that we've seen in the past, but we certainly will still see the boom and bust of the natural resource-based economy. And that's, I think, what the Wall Street Journal was looking at, was seeing that happen over the next couple of years.
Now, as I understand it, there's a new mine opening up?
SR Steel,
right,
is looking, and that's an Indian-based company, has been building a taconite facility and hoping to be the first ever steel maker in Northeast.
Yeah,
China.
I wanted to ask you about that. Now, so there'll be a steel mill, or whatever you call them, right near or next to the operation itself?
Yes, over on the western edge of the Masadi Iron Range. They're proposing first the taconite plant and then going to steel when it was economically feasible. Their taconite facility should be open late this year, early next year, and just announced today that they've have an agreement to sell their pellets to ArcelorMittal, which is another international company that has another taconite plant on the Iron Range. And so that project's moving forward. It's been under construction for a while, so We've been seeing tons of good-paying construction jobs, and they're hoping to ramp up and hire about 300-plus people here in the next coming months to stay in their TACNET facility.
Now, about the early part of the month, a researcher, economist at the University of Montana, basically said that the impact of mining isn't all that great. And now his study was funded by environmental groups, and you're funding the one from the Duluth, as well as the Department of Economic Development. So, I mean, are we talking about a he said, she said thing here, or I understand how both sides are going to want to promote one position or the other. But as I understand it, Minnesota produces, correct me if I'm wrong, like 60%, is that what it is, of the taconite in the country?
Yes, it's upwards of that. There are only two places that produce taconite in the United States, and that is us on the Iron Range, and then in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan is the only other place, and they have a shorter supply of taconite. And I read a bit of that study in Montana, and I would just, living here in northeastern Minnesota, I have many friends and family who have made careers out of mining. I'm a fourth-generation Iron Ranger. My great-grandfather worked in a mine up here and supported his family. And so I can go through every generation here and know there are folks who made a really good living. And look, it's not to disparage any other portion of our economy, but when your gross regional product, 30% of it, over a third of it, is in mining, and these are jobs. If you're working in a mine, you can make $80,000 to $100,000 a year. And sure, there are boom and busts in a natural resource-based economy, but I would say the same thing about our timber economy. I'd say the same thing about our tourism economy. They have this cycle where you have good years and bad years, and a lot of it's dependent on issues that are out of our control. We talked about China before, but if the weather is off, if the economy is off, tourism suffers. There's certainly natural resource-based pressures in our timber industry. And so I still see it as a very strong and will continue to be a strong piece of our economy. That being said, the mission of our agency is not to promote mining, though it's certainly connected to mining. Our mission of our agency is to look at what other industries can we bring in to diversify our economy. And so we spend most of our time working on that issue as well.
It's always a pleasure talking with you, sir. Thank you very much.